Magic.
And the world of illusion.
Magic TV.
And Craig Petty. Proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
Hey guys, welcome back to Magic TV. My name's Craig. It's 9 o'clock, which means it's time for another video. And today I'm super excited because I've interviewed both of these gentlemen on this channel, and they are incredible personal heroes of mine, both of them, both brilliant, probably the number one father and son team in magic. Sorry, Peter and Harry, it's just a fact. I am, of course, talking about the organizers of the London Magic Convention, the one and only Andy Nyman and Preston Nyman. How are you doing, guys?
Hey, good. Nice to see you.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited because as of time of recording, it's just under 2 months before the London Magic Convention comes about.
Oh my God.
I actually didn't realize that.
Oh my God. Yeah. The 6th of November is the convention. Yeah, God, that's less than 2 months away now.
Bloody hell. 2 months away now.
That makes it seem like we're really panicked about it. We're not. It's shaping up really nicely, but yeah. Just generally the thought of it's gone from being like, oh, and next year there'll be another convention, to like, oh, 2 months away.
Well, also, it's not like that thing where it's a big company creating their convention with their team. Mm-hmm. He wakes up to 11 texts a morning saying, oh Christ, we need to do that. What about this? I'm going to do this today. Can we chase that?
I tend to send one reply. I'll get 11 texts. We need to do this, and I'll tend to send like, okay.
Oh, yes. The reply is generally like one. A link to something funny you found on Twitter, and I'd be like, great, what about that?
But I'm replying to send you the link, and then I'll see the other text and have to reply, yes, fine, if I'm sending the thing.
But it is literally. When we finish this interview, we're off up to the Lyric Hammersmith, probably to shoot a little video to put online, just of how good the toilet facilities are there.
Very important.
Then also, you know, just to do a bit of measuring up and planning and just talk about the amazing day on Sunday, November the 6th.
Well, I want to talk about it. And honestly, guys, you have a lot to live up to, because a lot of people that I spoke to said that the first London Magic Convention was one of the favorite conventions they've ever been to. And I think part of the reason for that is I think you guys were the first convention in the UK that came back after COVID, and you kind of made that stand and you were like, you know what, we're going to do this. And it was so wonderful to, after being in a situation where you couldn't even leave your house for the best part of a year or so, we were now seeing old friends and talking at the bar, and it was so respectful the way that you managed to put it all together and yet kept everyone safe, because at the time, you know, obviously there were still restrictions in place, and
it was a massive event.
Yeah, and it was incredible. I mean, that you put all of that together. And I mentioned Lloyd off camera just before. Me and Lloyd both said on the podcast afterwards, that was incredible. I mean, it was absolutely incredible. And you got a lot to live up to, because it was so well received. It really was.
Part of it last year was as a reaction to COVID. And we both definitely, for years, have missed the international convention in November. So we'd always thought about it, but COVID really was like, there are no conventions and we want to do something nice and get people in a room or whatever, so let's do it. But part of it, I suppose, was not in a bad way, but naivety, because it wasn't an event that existed pre-COVID. I think maybe if it existed pre-COVID, we'd have weighed up the risks a bit more and gone, financially, is it viable, or can we actually do a... But because we'd never done it before and just had the Bren to do it because of being locked in the house, I think that it just came together really nicely, because we didn't ever really stop to think about, is this the right idea? And having it as a, this year is not masked because the world's changed, but at the time, because things were bumpy, it was very respectful and masked or whatever.
It was also a real reaction to, I have no doubt every one of your watchers, we just adore magic. We love it. We love the world of it. we're obsessed with it. We love how much of a laugh it is, the friends you make, the community of it. And also our convention was a reaction to how toxic all the online stuff had become. At the Circle, a lot of the Facebook, I mean, I'm not on Facebook, but Preston would tell me often about the Facebook stuff that was kicking off. And it was just so ugly. And it just felt like, we just want to try and not remind everybody, aren't we clever, but just reinvigorate the fact that it's just tricks. And it's such fun and such a laugh to be together. And one of the things we'd always loved so much about Macmillan's was it just never felt corporate. It just felt like this is a family thing. And that's that they really set the benchmark for us. So that was also a part of it.
Mm, absolutely. And you know what? I think, yeah, talking about Macmillan's, Ronsday, I think that there's been a hole in the Magic calendar since they stopped doing it. I know you've got the session in London, but for me, the session is a very completely different thing. It works, it has a fan base, but the London Magic Convention, it feels very much like a love letter to Macmillan's in many ways, because I think you've taken elements of that, added your own stuff as well. And I think we needed something like this.
But I think that's a huge, that was also part of the conversations last year. And but this year we're in a much bigger venue. So part of like upgrading the convention was also about having these conversations. The session, yeah, completely different thing. And it's so polished and so it's such a great weekend that there's no point trying to do what they do. Because they've got it down such a T. Likewise, Blackpool, there's no point trying to replicate what Blackpool do in terms of the scale and the atmosphere, because it's only ever going to be not as good as the session or not as good as Blackpool. So then it just forces you to try and do a different thing. And I think the thing that we really, part of our worry maybe about upgrade, like not upgrading, but going into a bigger venue, was will it have the same atmosphere? Last year was one room, the dealers, the lecture, everything was one room, and it was so buzzy and so fun. And part of our thing was, if we go into a bigger room and the dealers hall is separate to the lectures and it's a big theatre, it's a lovely Victorian theatre that we're in, is will it kill the atmosphere?
Well,
we're leading with, you know, with such fun and such love of magic that it,
the honest to God truth is we don't know yet. We'd be lying if we said it's going to be as good at, we don't know. I mean, the lecturers, you know, we've got brilliant, we've got Richard Wiseman.
Oh, I'm gonna break these down in a minute.
Oh, well, let you do it. And we've got two international lecturers, so not only have we lectured and expanded, it's cost us a load of our own money.
It's a big risk,
but also the venue may not work. We may think, oh, it wasn't as good, or but also it might just be, it is a risk, but that's part of the joy of it.
But as I think the wider
point, I'm just going to grab something that I want to show you all as well.
Okay. The wider point, I think, was as long as we're running it with a sense of like family and fun and just entertainment above anything else, and joy, then it kind of, the conversation we had was we could have booked the O2 or the Palladium, or, you know, we could have booked the biggest venues you could find and it would still be a great fun day, because that's all we care about, is making it a nice fun day. So I think, you know, it's about differentiating yourself from the other conventions, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely. And I've never spoken to you guys about this, so I might be wrong, but I don't think I am. This isn't a money-making scheme for you. I mean, you guys, you are very successful in your own fields. You don't need to be getting the stress of planning a magic convention to make money. This for you is, you love magic. You love magic, and this is something, you know, that goes alongside that. I can tell you
things. I mean, I think it would be nice for it not to be a money losing scheme.
I think that this is a conversation again that we've had about like merch. We had some merch last year and we've got merch this year, really cool merch. And I think maybe part of our resistance at first was, does it just feel like a cash grab? Does it just feel like you bought your ticket, now buy the mug and the pin and whatever? But the truth is, we wanted merch because we know that if we went to the convention, we'd want to buy the mug, we'd want to buy a pin badge, and we just want, like, as long as the merch is not, you know. So I think that, yeah, there's no version of it where it is a money-making thing. You can just hope to make your money back, at least. But there are, like, we're going to have a merch stand just because we love that sort of thing anyway. You know, it's nothing to do really with money. It's just about having a day that we're excited about, and if we can control that day, then that's even better.
And that's also the way, it's funny, you know, because in writing, you know, creating, I'm not saying that creating a convention is creating art, but when you create anything, ultimately, there are two sort of ways you can do it. The first way is you can create something as a commercial venture. So you can create a trick that you think, I would never do this trick in a million years, but I know there'll be lots of magicians who will buy this. And the same with, like, if you're making a film or writing a play, or, you know, you can sort of write something, bite the numbers, that you think, I don't love it. No, it's fine. But the other way you can do it is to just think, so like when we wrote, me and Jeremy wrote Ghost Stories, what would we want to see? What is the play we would be excited about seeing? And that's sort of what we've done with the convention. If we went to our convention, what would we think? Oh my God, I love that. So for instance, the £4 gala show, which was the biggest risk last year, is the purest version of why it's me and Preston.
You weren't there for that last year. You'd left by that point, hadn't you?
I left. I've heard all about it.
Oh my God.
It was. But again, that was a real example. Sometimes part of generating the convention also, sometimes with each other and sometimes with other people that we're sort of sharing ideas with, digging your heels in a little bit, I think, and just knowing when you like an idea. So the £4 gala show, for you, for people that weren't there, whatever, anyone, we wanted to...
And it's the same this year, so listen up, because if you're coming, you can be in the gala show.
Anyone
can. That is the most bonkers idea that I've ever had, that you guys have ever, I've ever heard. And it shouldn't work, but it's the thing that everybody was talking about.
It was, and it really, up until seeing it work, we didn't think it would work. And now it did. It is, as I said, it's a Victorian theatre, it's a Frank Matcham theatre, it's 650 seats in there. You are on stage at a proper theatre now. So anyone that has a ticket can enter the gala show with whatever you like. I mean, magic preferably, but you could do whatever you wanted. The only rule is your act has to come in between 3:45 and 4 minutes. If your act finishes with the sentence, this is a new edition.
It
has to end with the sentence, and that is the end of my act. Not, and that's the end of my act, and that is the end of my act, and then the timer stops. If you hit that 15-second window, you get a certificate and £4, and you've won. If you go even a second under or a second over that 15-second window, you walk away empty-handed.
Now, the joy of it is there is a timer running behind the performer. They can't see it. But the timer starts and then is just a red screen.
No time on it.
So you can't see the time, even though the timer is running. And in that 15-second window, it turns green with a countdown on it, which they can't see. It is so brilliantly edge of your seat, fun and funny. It's honestly... So if you are coming, all the details, the rules, including, and that is the end of my act, it's all on the website. The same with the close-up competition.
Before we move to close-up, I should say, just as it's really not mean-spirited. The idea doesn't sound mean-spirited, but there's no booing. It's so exciting and so positive and encouraging, the atmosphere, that even the people that lost last year, they were great sports, but also the audience are so on side. So don't be worried that you'll be embarrassed. There's no embarrassment at all. It's just, it's a fun, party game. Sorry, close-up.
So the close-up as well. I'm just about to get this out. So anybody who wants to join the close-up competition can. If you bought a ticket for the day, you are entitled to enter. It doesn't cost anything else to enter. Your act has to be between 8 and 10 minutes. The winner will be crowned. You're doing it on stage with cameras. The winner will be crowned London Close-Up Champion, London Close-Up Magic Champion. Quite hard to see in this light. Let me put this in here. This is the Anthony Owen. That might. Whoop! Ooh. It was the Anthony Owen trophy. You can't really see it too much. But that's that.
Craig, all I'm saying is it would look pretty nice on your shelf. That's all I'll say.
Oh, maybe I need to come out of retirement.
There's one other award. This is which I'm not going to show you who it's going to yet, which is, I mean, you wouldn't be able to see it anyway, is the truth with the reflections. But last year we gave out the Patrick Page Award. for excellence in magic, and last year's went to David Burglass. So this is this year's the Patrick Page Award for Excellence in Magic. The post-it note on there
covering up the name. Yeah.
Is covering up the name. This year, let me say, it's going to Andy Nyman, but I didn't want it. No, this year, it's someone, you know, again, that'll be announced on the day. It'll be a surprise on the day who that is going to. But it's a very...
So glad that you've used Patrick's Page's name in that, because he was the biggest influence on my career.
Really?
I remember going to Blackpool as a kid at 18, and I all I'd done up until that point was watching Trick-or-Tape videos of Patrick. Oh,
hello, I'm Patrick Page. Welcome to Trick-or-Tape.
Yes. Yeah. And I saw his stand and I was so scared to go up to it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is my hero. And I stood there for about an hour and I think he could tell. And he just shut his stand up in the middle of the day and just said, hey, I'm Patrick, and took me for a coffee.
Do you know what? That's I miss him so much. I worked with him quite a lot on early days of the Darren TV show, Monkey Magic, quite a lot of the early Objective programs. He was just so special.
Yeah.
So, I mean, both him and Ali, obviously, but Pat was easier to get to know as a person. Yeah. I think. Also, he had a filthy sense of humor, potty mouth, just the most hilarious, lovely man, and just an absolute pragmatist with the most amazing encyclopedic knowledge. Problem-solving magic. And I mean, God, you know, we talk, me and Andrew O'Connor talk about him so often, A, because we loved him so much, but also we just miss him in the room when we're working on magic, because you think, oh God, Pat would just have 100 ideas of how to do this now using things in this room, and also tell you the way 30 people had done it 100 years ago.
Yeah, it really would.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the Patrick Page.
So you've got, so that's the Patrick Page. So we've got the close up, and you've got competitors obviously that have already last year's close up, by the way, was brilliant. Edward did an amazing job. Obviously went on to represent England in FISM.
Yeah.
And you had Jasper Cherry, Nigel. Yes. And hopefully, if actually, big question: are we going to keep Rodney James Piper off stages this year?
Well,
as some context, Rodney, I can say Rodney nearly died at last year's convention. That's the only thing that slightly soured the day, is that Rodney fell off, Rodney James Piper fell off the stage.
And for soured the day, Reed made the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. As soon as it was certain he was actually okay. It was
the funniest thing to happen at any convention ever in the entire history of magic.
But yeah, obviously the day was filmed, but we're very reluctant to... it will be impossible not to make a joke about it, but there is also a level of terror that has followed me since then. So I think that, I think that Rodney's probably banned from coming on stage.
It was definitely a moment. It was definitely. If he comes on stage, he'll have a safety harness and bungee cord.
Yes, exactly.
That's good. Got to keep him safe. But yeah, the closer.
So last year, the fall off the stage was, 5 foot or whatever. It was a big fall. But this year, because it's a theatre, there's an orchestra pit in front of the stage. So if you fall, I mean, it's, what is it? A 15-foot drop.
We might get a bouncy castle.
That would work.
But yeah, so we had Rodney fall off the stage. But that aside, you know, you're going to get, there are three lecturers. So we've got Richard White.
Let's talk about the lecturers, if that's okay, because last year you had some incredible lecturers. I mean, incredible. And such an eclectic mix as well. You had Mark Kirstein, you had...
Mike Power.
You had some incredible...
Chris Power, of course. Yeah, and Guy Hollingworth.
I mean, just what a lineup. Yeah. And did you have any... did you feel any pressure that, like, wow, last year's lineup was incredible? How am I going to even come close to topping that?
Well, again, we sort of, it's great the fact that we work together, because you know, Preston brings a knowledge of a sort of younger magician's aspect, which is really helpful. But again, we just sort of book people we would like to see. I think it's fair to say.
That's true. We book people we'd like to see and people that are fun lecturers. Yes. And also, you know, something I think, so for example, about the differences between the conventions, if I'm going to the session, then I'm expecting to see quite quite tricky stuff, maybe. You know, a lot of maybe slight heavy stuff, or, you know, but that isn't necessarily where our interests lie, I suppose, as a convention and just personally. So it's people, Matthew Beesh, for example, this year, that it's sort of creative thinking, I suppose, would maybe be the brief. The trickiest thing I find is there's so many people that we want to lecture. And at the moment, it's a one-day event. So really, you've got time for three lectures, among other things. So what's tricky is whittling it down, I think. There's lots of people that it's like, oh, next year or the year after, we'll book them, or, you know.
But this year, so we have Matthew Beesh, who's, you know, fooled Penn and Teller three times or whatever. He's amazing.
His Penguin lecture's amazing.
And it's a lot of magic that is, you know, it's doable.
It's doable, but he comes up with the craziest methods for stuff.
Phenomenal.
Like, unbelievable, crazy. Yeah. I remember the first time I saw Spreadwave.
Oh.
And I just questioned reality. I was like, that just, there's no possible, like, you know, like sometimes you see a trick and you think, well, I can kind of work out maybe some. Yeah. I just saw half of Matthew's stuff. When I watch it, I'm just like, I got nothing. Like, literally, I have nothing. Like,
yeah, and very often I find also that the methods as exciting as the trick too.
Yes.
So certainly with him and Chad, their Penguin lectures, the trick, you're like, I have no idea. And then the method will be something that's so, you know, Chad's spaghetti thing I think about all the time too.
So that's Chad Long.
Yes.
Who, again, so these are, and I hate to keep banging on about the fact it's come out of our pockets, but these are two international lecturers. And that's the other thing. You suddenly look at Ronsday and think, how did you pay for all that? Because for us to bring two international acts over, fly them over, put them in a hotel,
it's a lot. Yeah.
You suddenly realised, oh my god. So anyway, forget that.
It's true. Yeah.
Chad Long coming over.
Just very quickly on Chad, we can't overlook Chad. I mean, as much as I love Matthew and I do, Chad is one of my favourite creators.
Oh really?
As well as being just super funny and super nice, and I'm just totally in tune with his sense of humor, he also the stuff that he does is so commercial, like, and he's always ahead of the game. He's always taking classics and improving them. Like when his Flash thing came out with the
flash drives,
he's like, that's the best improvement on color changing knives I've ever seen. Brilliant. And then the Scratch thing, which was incredible.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
you know, he's just everything. It's
amazing.
He's doing so he's lecturing, but then also, so what we did last year is we had the gala show and then had a mini sort of performance afterwards, and
which was Wayne Dobson last year.
Chad is doing that, so after the gala show he's doing, is it 20 minutes, half,
I think,
an hour?
Yeah, 20 minute show
after the gala show. So not only will you see him lecture, you'll also see him perform, which is rare, really rare in the UK. I can't think of the last time that he was over.
So exciting.
Chad is not a name that comes over to the UK very often. I mean, that's great. Chad, for me, like I say, that's the most exciting name. I love all of them, but that's the most exciting name. I think that his shuffling lesson is the best.
Oh my God, that's a brilliant, brilliant trick.
Best self-working card trick ever created. And the Boston routine with the, I could keep talking. He's just really good. He's so good. Yeah, okay.
And then we've also got Richard Wiseman, who of course is, you know,
phenomenal.
A phenomenal thinker, hilarious, brilliant, fooling, optical, psychological magic. So that's great. And then we have an interview. Preston's going to interview Jonathan Goodwin, which will be his first
interview. Going to be there?
He's there. So, and he's going to be talking about his career. He can't talk about the AGT accident, but he will obviously be talking about his life post the accident, because, you know, he's now paralyzed from the waist down. So is wheelchair bound. And if you follow him at all on Instagram or Twitter, he's unbelievably inspiring. His attitude, the way he is, you know, this man who was, you know, an incredible escapologist, sort of slightly reinvented the art, really, and has now had that potentially taken away from him. But oh my God, He's amazing. So he's going to be giving his first live interview.
I said in the podcast the other day, I said that he will become more successful after the accident than he was before, just because he's wired that way.
Yeah.
He will. There's a million things that he'll do. He's not the sort of person just sit there and do nothing and feel sorry for himself. He will reinvent.
And he's non-stop.
He's really remarkable. In fact, I'm seeing him tomorrow, so it'll be my first time actually seeing him. We've been FaceTiming a lot. So that's that. So, I mean, you know, plus we should say, I know you are one of the dealers who's coming. Thank you for your support.
But, and I don't normally do dealer stands, but I thought, why not give it a go?
But since we found those photos on your hard drive, you've had no choice.
It's become very difficult to say no.
Yes, it's become difficult to say no. But it's
the only paid interview Craig's done. I mentioned.
Because it's true.
It's one hell of a dealer's hall. You know, I think there are, they're all listed on the website, but it's like 20 dealers, international dealers, you know, brilliant British dealers, people coming over. I think one guy's come from China, one guy's coming from, a couple of guys from Hungary. I mean,
we love a dealer's hall.
Love a dealer's hall.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you guys, and I'll tell you 100% the honest truth. The only negative I had for last year is because the dealers were in the same room, it felt a bit cramped because the chair, it felt a bit cramped and it was kind of a bit difficult to see
what
was happening at the dealers. So the fact that you've moved them into another room is brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
And it's a big old room too. It's a proper, I mean, again, for a one day event, it's ambitious, but like it is a big proper dealer's hall.
It's so exciting, honestly. Mark, you know, the only thing that'll be frustrating for us is we won't really get to enjoy the day because we'll be running backwards and forwards to the theatre and doing that. Don't argue with me.
ow!
Sorry, go on, Craig.
That's okay. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. I like your parenting.
I'm crying. You're looking for
I'm looking for something I can do. Normally there'd be a sort of I don't know what, there'd be a joke bandage or something around. There's so many jokes in the something. What I was gonna say was last year we thought we wouldn't have time to look around, and we actually did, and we had good chats with people, and like it was a more relaxed day than we thought. But we'll see, in less than 2 months' time. We'll find. There's also, I should say, if we're just now, without questions, just talking about different aspects of the convention, there were great goodie bags last year. And that was another thing that was like, it would have been very easy not to do goodie bags because we had a million other things to do. But there's nothing more exciting than a goodie bag. And the goodie bag last year, we had goodies from Cartamundi / Bicycle, Merlin's, Murphy's, One Ahead, Visual Magic Store. I'm trying to think, we had a few other bits and bobs in there, but we had loads of great goodies. And it was, I think last year,
the value of the goodie bag was about 45 quid.
And I think, fingers crossed, it will be the same this year. There'll be a pretty decent goodie bag that will be the value of about half the ticket.
Because the day, it's £65 for the day. And the goodie bag will be worth, I would think, at least £35-40.
So it's a pretty good goodie bag.
The other thing to say as well, and we put this
Theory
on
11 last year too. So.
Twitter. Oh yeah, Theory 11.
And this year.
We put this on Twitter and Instagram, and I think on the Facebook as well, a Magic Week. But it's worth just stating this now for any of your watchers. We are totally aware that this has been a shit couple of years for people, especially in show business, but for whatever reason, and at the moment a very frightening time in terms of energy bills, price hikes, cost of living crisis. It's a very real thing that is affecting millions and millions of people. So we are aware that there are people who would love to come to the convention, but just can't afford it.
Money.
Because if you choose it, literally some people will be choosing between, can we afford to put the heating on? Can we afford to do the shopping? Can we afford? So there's no way, you know, some people who are watching will be able to afford 65 quid to go, you know, and have a nice day. So we have, we decided that we would give away some tickets for the convention called Mitzvah tickets, MITZVAH, which is a Hebrew word, a Yiddish word. And for anybody who wants to come and truly cannot afford it, just email us. If you would put the link up to this, just email info@londonmagicconvention.co.uk and in the subject put the word mitzvah.
MITZVAH.
We'll give you a free ticket. And there's no questions, there's no shame, there's no...
It's completely confidential. Completely, you don't have to prove yourself.
Nothing.
All,
like, you don't have to even give us a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Just say, I'd love to come, or just send us an email. We need your full name. And, you know, and if it's you want to come and bring your wife or your kid, you want two tickets, just say two, please. It's fine. We trust, you know, this has been out there for about a week or so. It's not been abused by people.
No.
We've had a nice group of people have asked, you know, 30, 40 tickets or something. It's not like we've been deluged. So honestly, if you want to come, you can't afford it, just email us, you can come. Because also, Craig, it's about, you know, our close-up competitions in memory. It's the Anthony Owen Trophy, who killed himself a few years ago. He was, you know, I was his best man. I was one of his closest friends. And there are people, I'm not saying the cost of living crisis is going to make you suicidal, but
it's hard.
It's a massive impact on people's mental health, on their well-being, on their state of mind, on what their family feels like, how they can operate. And we love magic and we love the fun of it. And we just want you to know it's a family,
yeah,
and just have a laugh, just take a day
out.
Rather
have
it.
This is another thing about it not being, I mean, even if we sold out, it's not really a money making exercise anyway, but we would rather have it full of people that are just happy to be there and, you know, and have it a nice atmosphere and a nice, friendly, kind day than not.
Than us go away and think, look how much money we made.
Yeah, we'd rather just.
Just put back
in.
It's given it gives us so much joy, magic, that and gave Anthony so much joy, and gives all of us so much joy that we just want, you know, we just think you got to put back in. You just want people to know, and also just people to know that they might be having a shit time now. You'll get through it, and if we can help in any tiny way, then
it's have a nice day.
It's a joy for us to do that.
You guys are amazing. Just need to let you know that. Seriously, that is amazing. That is so great. Because nobody has asked you to do that. No one's told you to do that. And it's not like you're making a big fuss of it and you're going, hey, look at what we've done.
No.
It's just something that you've mentioned. You've dropped out a couple of times. Seriously, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I have to ask one more thing, though. Last year, we had a very special VIP. In that Darren did a Q&A on stage. One of the things that I loved about Ronsday McMillan's was they always had a special guest or they had a surprise guest or something throughout the day. Is that something you're going to be rolling with again this year?
Not really, to be honest.
Maybe in the future, but this year we haven't. That's a bad answer, I suppose. But
I think
because... last year it was more born out of, it was the day after Darren had finished his tour, and I think it was like he was going to be there if he could, but if there were travel things or if he was just wiped or whatever, we didn't want to announce it and then disappoint people.
Yes.
So this year that Q&A slot is Goodwin, and I think we just
if you'd not have announced Goodwin and you've said, oh, we're going to have a special guest, he would have been a massive special guest. So yeah, I can see that that's
like, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. We didn't want to hide the fact that Goodwin will be being interviewed, but I think in the future it is something that we.
Maybe it is an exciting thing to have, you know, secret exciting person, you know, and who knows, maybe that will be, you know, what the Patrick Page Award becomes, is that it's somebody that becomes an exciting surprise,
regardless of sort of that interview section. I think there are surprises planned throughout the day. That aren't necessarily people, but sort of events or things or whatever. And that will always, because again, that's something we love, is sort of, not puzzles, but, you know, surprises and sort of things like that.
Adventures, yeah.
So I think that it will be a day full of I had a video when I was about three called A Day of Songs and Surprises. I think it was called. So it's impossible not to say it will be a day of songs and surprises, but it will be a day of
that
tricks
me.
And surprises.
I had another idea that I want to talk to you about.
You know what I'm loving about this? I'm loving that you guys are already talking about future conventions. I don't know.
100%.
So glad. You need to build this into a brand. This genuinely, I know that it's not about making money for you guys, but this could be one of the top conventions in the UK. Definitely feels
we'd love it to,
but we'd love it to be.
Here's the other thing to say though, and this is true, it is about the people who come.
Yeah.
And also, but that's the same with the competition and the £4 gala show. If nobody enters, you know, it's not very good. So that's not to say we have had entries for this year, but there are spaces. And if you are watching this and think, well, I'm not good enough to leap in, especially the £4 gala show. I can get having the fear about doing a close-up competition, but leap in and have a go. You know, one of the absolute stone cold hits of the gala show last year was a brilliant young lad who did a rope simple routine. Rope routine flawlessly. And finish within the time slot. And he brought the roof in, you know.
But he's on the same bill as Lior Manor, who also entered the thing. That's what's so brilliant about it.
It was crazy. You know?
And I think Lior didn't win, but that kid actually won.
In fact, he said to me, Lior, anyone who was there last year will like this, Lior Manor said to me, I bumped into him recently, and he said, I'm going to come back this year, and I'm going to finish the trick that I started last year.
He did four minutes of setups and no reveals, unintentionally. He ran out time.
But also with the close-up competition, have a go.
Yeah,
somebody is going to win London Close-Up Magic Champion again. It was Ed Hilsum last year. There were 8 entries last year. Your act has to be between 8 and 10 minutes long. It doesn't matter if you're not an amazing technician or if you are a brilliant magician and just want to have the experience of it is so friendly. It will be nerve-wracking. I'd be lying if I said it's not. You'll be out on that amazing stage. There'll be, you know, cameras shooting it so we can all see it. But have a go. And it's a heck of a prize.
Theatrical close-up to music is the ability.
Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you
want.
As
long as it's close up. In the future, I think we'll have more competitions. We'll probably have a stage competition in the future or a comedy or, you know, we'll do different.
At some point in the future, it might expand to a 2-day convention.
Maybe.
Never say never, I suppose.
You know, but again, at the moment, some of that is, you know, we in our heads, we talk about it and go, well, when it's a 2-day convention.
Yeah.
But suddenly you're looking at fortunes that we have to spend. Just me and Preston. And for just me and Preston, read just me.
I think you have to know that the audience is there, and what last year and this year have really proved is that the audience is there.
Oh yeah,
you know, so it gives us confidence in the future to expand it, but you only get that confidence from the more people that turn up and the more successful the day is. The only other thing, just before we move away from the close-up thing, I was thinking about this recently with the competition. Like with any of that stuff, you can enter and not win, or you can enter and win, but the only way that you can guarantee not winning is by not entering that stuff. It's like the only surefire way that you're not going to get that title is if you don't enter. Whereas if you do enter, you don't know, you know, you at least have a chance. Yeah.
And also there are plenty of people over the years that, you know, you win it on your third go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the experience of doing it. And it is from the bottom of our hearts, a fun, supportive room that we completely encourage. We're not into sitting at the back giggling about the acts. That's not this convention. It's not about cool cliques and being snotty. You know, it's about just
having fun.
Just the family of it and the fun of it. And we all screw up tricks and we all have tricks that hit
not
well.
Me.
And no, not you, apart from you. I meant apart from you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyway, so that's it.
That's great. That's so wonderful. I cannot wait. I genuinely, out of every convention that's gone on this year, this is the one I'm most excited for. I cannot wait.
That's so lovely.
It's going to be amazing.
Thanks for your support as well.
Yeah, thank you.
We really appreciate it. You know, it really, it means a lot, Craig. It's lovely.
And people can get tickets by going to
LondonMagicConvention.co.uk. Mm-hmm. And just click buy tickets there. Yeah. You choose your seats.
Yeah, but it goes through the Lyric, which is a proper lovely theatre, their website. So you have complete freedom of what your seat is in the venue. It's great.
Oh, perfect.
But, you know, it's selling. You know, it's not going to sell out this year, but that, you know, it's a 600 seat theatre. It won't. But, you know, it's definitely now, we've doubled the number of people who were here who came last year. So we're delighted. Some,
yeah.
So now it's just about the more the merrier. Just come and just have fun. Just have a laugh with us.
That's great. I'll be there. And I encourage anybody who's listening this to come as well. I know it's going to be amazing. And congratulations on continuing to organize this. I can only imagine how hard work it is organizing a convention like this and how stressful it is. And like you say, how much of a risk that you have to take. So, you know, you didn't have to step up and do this. You're both busy. You're both very busy, successful people that have got a million things on. And yet you found the time to do this. And I, you know, on behalf of the Magic community, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem. So I'm going to, so guys, leave a comment down below. Let Preston and Andy know if you came here last year, if you came to the first one, let us know in the comments down below. If you're coming to the second one, if it's going to be your first year, let us know. And go and book tickets. You can go and remember, I'm going to put the email address at the bottom as well. If you want support, like Andy said,
and like Preston,
drop an email and you know, obviously that can be arranged.
Yeah.
But guys, I know you've got a million things to do. I know you're going to be going to the Lyric today. You're looking at toilets randomly, so that's fun.
I was joking, but you've said toilets, I really do need a wee. Don't forget, once you bought your ticket on the website, it shows you if you want to join the competition, if you want to join the gala show, just send an email from the website. Let us know. We'll put you on the list and we'll see you
there. Absolutely brilliant. Guys, make sure you book the tickets. Like the guy and like Andy and Preston said, go and enter the £4 gala show. I'm going to be there. So come and say hello to me when you're there. And Preston, Andy, one more time, thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic.
Be sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel,
Magic TV,
which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV, or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.